The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. Let's see Daniel chapter 9, verse 5. Lord, receive mercy. Give us the meal that you have prepared in your heart for us. Help me, Jesus, to be faithful in words, to be faithful in doctrine, to be faithful in delivery of your thoughts. Bless us today. Bless us with the blessing of your face. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we there, Daniel chapter 5? Let's take reading from verse 4. Let's read in context. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and the mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandment, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. This is the true rebellion that man came into, departing from the living God. Man broke into a lifestyle by governance or by the rule of sin and learned how to constantly depart from God. Even when man gets born again, the light of being born again does not deliver to him the full strength of staying with God. Man, in Ephesians chapter 2, got the nature of always rebelling against God. We became children of wrath. We all became children of wrath. It means that every day, every life we live was against God, was always at variance with God. So this is the major effect that sin had on man. Rebellion is not that you are not a Christian. Being rebellious is not that you don't call the name of God. No. In fact, you can even be a minister of these things and you are still rebelling. That's what Jesus said in the parable, when he finished giving that parable and said to the people, he said, some will call me what? Lord, Lord. But what will I say to them? Depart from me, because you are not actually with me. Depart from me, for you are a worker of iniquity. Can you imagine that? That they would have lived their whole life, they would have done many marvelous, mighty works in the name of Jesus, yet they were workers of iniquity. The essence of the coming of Jesus is to give grace for reconciliation. Because rebellion is a mind. Rebellion is not actually an action, it's a mind. Rebellion is a mind, is a soul or one who is minded against an existing authority. You can be under God and there you have rebelled in yourself. No, that was how the enemy began. He was in God's presence, but right there he rebelled. Even in God's presence, I mean even in the heavens of angels, Lucifer rebelled because his mind turned against God. He had not even fallen. He had not been pushed down. He had not been expelled. Even at that point, he had already rebelled. Because rebellion is not just an action. Rebellion is a kind of mind. It's a mind that is seeking to be free from an existing authority. So when we were in rebellion, we lost our birthrights. We all were in rebellion. I hope nobody is deceived here that once you are born again, you are no longer in rebellion. Our being born again does not reinstate our sonship in God. It only began the course. We have not finished it. In fact, it has not been sealed. If not, when we got born again, we should be able to re-represent God. Right? But our being born again, we still see that a lot of lifestyle is still in variance with God. True of us? And Paul said, there is a power at work in me. I like that scripture. Let's go to Romans chapter 7. It's a blessed state to get to this point where you know. Verse 15. He says, for that which I do, I allow not. Or that which I want to do, I end up not doing. But what I hate, you know, I hate it because I've been told that it's wrong, right? But I still find myself doing it. Have you seen that? Have you been there before? If I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. You know, this scripture is the blindness of some of our brethren who feel that if they sin, they are not the one that is actually sinning. But let's continue. It says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. But for to will is present with me, so my spirit wills it, but to perform. Are you seeing this? Will and do what? It's a different thing. When we are born again, we are given power to will. But not, we don't have power to do by just being born again. We need the power of Christ. Say the power of Christ. Say the power of Christ. Without the power of Christ, you cannot do. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. So Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And what will I do? I will give you rest. You can't concord rest. I will give the rest. But how you will get that my rest, that you will now learn of me. Hallelujah. Let's say amen. So we see that in us, existing in us, before the fall, was being in oneness with God. Was that we had something called fellowship. Say fellowship. It means that in us, spirit, soul, that's the essence of our being, right? I hope you know that our body is not really important when they want to talk about our real being. The real being is the spirit and the soul. Hallelujah. So the body is just the casing for the spirit and the soul to express itself, right? But you see, that spirit and soul came into something. And they got divided. They got divided. They got disconnected from fellowship. And that's why in Christ, one thing that Christ promised is what? Is fellowship. Let's say fellowship. If we have heard him and we have been taught by him, we must come to fellowship. And in fellowship, that thing that we had before that we rebelled against, when that connection was broken. It's called rebellion, right? It means that we are no longer under the authority of God. We now learn to live without God's light. That is said at a point, and it's good to go and check. In the whole of Genesis, it took a long time before you will see fornication. You know that? It took a very long time. They sinned, but you will not see fornication. You will not see lying. You will not see backbiting. In fact, you will not see The only very evident sin at that point was murder. Hallelujah. And that murder in him already happened before he carried out the action. Amen. So you see that in God, there are existences, there are realms, there are realities. You know, if Cain wakes up in this generation now, he will be a very holy man of God. He can't even believe that men will be alive and are thinking like we are thinking now. Where we now need Holy Ghost to talk in tongue very well. You know, the way Pastor Favor says you use Holy Ghost to sandpaper your tongue so that you not be saying things. No, there are many times you'd have said some bad things. It's after you have left. You have gone, no? You have left the person, no? You did not feel bad. You were okay. You were fine. It's later, Holy Spirit, not say, your mouth said that thing now. Cain will not say some of the words we say. He won't say it. Not by because he's stopping himself. He can't even think it. So you see the domain where they were. You see where we are now. When Jesus came, when Jesus met us, he said we were without strength. In the days of Abraham, they still had strength. Abraham did not go and fast and pray before he heard God. I used to say jokingly, first to know the will of God in marriage. You know how long you prayed? Do you know how long you prayed? Abraham did not dream to hear God. He heard God. In the Bible we have been reading, on the battlefield, David was fighting at a point, and where they went to fight, before they came back, Amalekites have come to pack their family, Abby. Right there, he said, give me the Urim and Thummim. And he asked God, and God answered him. As in, that's what they call lesekese. You see what we use our lesekese for today? Money, child. What else? Visa. You can imagine how low we have gone. I'm trying to tell us the effect of rebellion. When you say you have rebelled against God, it's not that you stood and told God, I don't like you again. Mm-mm. That's not it. It's that our fiber is against God. So when we are talking of the ministry of reconciliation, you now know how you have to put your mind to it. Hallelujah! Let's see Psalm 106 this morning. Let's see Psalm 106. Heaven will bring mercy to us. Verse 6 says, we have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. If you now go down, you see how the different manifestation of the sin. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. That is a kind of sin. Lack of understanding. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies. Are you seeing on that kind of sin? But did what? Provoked him at the sea, even at Red Sea. These are different manner of rebellion. Ephesians said that the eyes of our understanding, we are blind. He blinded the minds of our understanding. That is the effect of rebellion. Not understanding what God is doing in this time and in this season is because Saul has rebelled. Reverend, see, we teach, you say, what is this man saying? What do we want to get from all this are you saying now? It is the effect that sin has left on our soul. Lack of understanding is an effect of rebellion. Write it down. Anytime you seem not to understand what the Lord is saying, it means that you need more ground to be reconciled. Hallelujah. Then they remembered not the multitude of thy mercy. Imagine these people who were in bondage, and from just the voice of one man, let my people go. And from one wonder to another wonder to another wonder, at the tenth wonder. Okay, let's use our present day to describe it. Imagine, God forbid that the Fulani are now governing Nigeria fully now. I'm just trying to give example of the children of Israel in Egypt. Eh? And God, by a marvelous hand, did not only stop their authority, also took Israel out in millions. Imagine that they journeyed out of Egypt. Eh? So they will say, okay, Yoruba nation is now journeying from the whole of this territory now, and we are journeying to another territory entirely by the mighty hand of God. Yes, they go to Red Sea. They forgot God that brought flies. They forgot God that brought boils. They forgot God that, oh yeah, give me more plagues. Turn water to blood. In fact, they now forgot that when the children of Egypt had their firstborn dying, they did not record one death in their camp. How did they soon forget? Don't even say they are not doing well. That is our nature. We are even worse than them now. Do you know how much death has worked on us since that time? That man soon forgets. We are very... So when they say use Holy Ghost is not for when you want to marry. Holy Ghost is not for when you are trusting God for direction in business, even if he will give you direction in business. Holy Ghost is not for when your child is sick and then the doctors are saying they can't determine what's wrong with this child and they have done all they should do. That's not when Holy Ghost's strength is shown. His strength is shown in salvation, in conversion of carnal or of flesh to spirit. The strength of the Holy Ghost is shown in giving understanding to the ignorant. If all that daddy has been teaching in these days you don't understand, use Holy Ghost. Tell him, Holy Ghost, I don't understand what this man is saying. Pray until you have a breakthrough. On this matter, you can fast. When they see you like that, they will open channels over you. You don't get it. That the reason why they sent them is not to make your life better. The reason why Holy Ghost is on the earth is not to put money in your account. That is not his primary assignment. Hallelujah. For those of us who have served here, if you are posted to a secondary school, but you are a biochemist, and you saw a laboratory that you can work in, and you walked into that place, and they say, yes, we need your services, and you start working there, you did not go and report in your place of primary assignment that is on your letter. What will happen to you? In fact, you are the first that get to work every in that laboratory. You get to work. You have been working for the last 30 days. What will happen to you? You will be punished on top of your service. It's not just that your money will be delayed. It's not just you will be punished. You'll be very well punished because your primary assignment is being ignored. I don't know if you're following me. So Holy Ghost have primary assignments. Say primary assignment. His primary assignment is to deliver understanding. Is to give understanding for reconciliation. Let's say amen. Because when we fell, let me tell you one thing that Satan tossed in us, that it was not easy to recover. It's our taste bud. Amen. When you say taste bud is the seat of our desire, the taste bud of our soul. You know, if you don't have tongue, it will not be easy to enjoy life. Hello? If somebody does not have tongue, or the tongue died, he can't speak. You know, it's tongue that makes speech possible. Then he can't taste. Every food does not have taste. How will you feel? Some of these are our elderly parents, when they get to a point like where they lose taste, they prefer not to eat again. They prefer, what's the essence of eating that you are not tasting? Our taste bud did not just lose taste. Our taste bud was converted to stand against God. That was what God was trying to show in Esau and Jacob. Daddy taught that some time ago, right? Two children born at the same time. Even if one came out before another, how many seconds? Or let's say, nurses, is it up to 1 hour? Does it used to be up to 1 hour? It should not be up to 1 hour in Jesus' name. Should not be up to 1 hour. Olorun oni je. To be some few seconds or some few minutes. Then the other one came. And they said from that day, the second one that even came was holding the leg of the heel of the first one. And they said, according to their culture, then it means that he's a supplanter. Why did God bring him out to the culture of those who God wanted to play something out? Okay, they started growing up, children in the same house, raised by the same mother. You know, if Rebecca had died and they were raised by a servant, who say maybe is the effect of the servant on Esau, raised by the same father, the same mother. Yet, somebody was saying, it's not the same father that taught Jacob to like birthright that fathered Esau. They must have told them that there's something called birthright. And their father must have been raising them to tell them, our father, your grandfather Abraham, there is something connected to the covenant. There is that one. And in something that looks like play, that's not the first time they have had that discussion. That's not the first time this issue has. When you have children around you, you see they talk amongst themselves a lot. It's not for heaven to stamp it, it's not the first time. The mother must have been warning Esau, the way you behave with this thing, you play too much. You play with important things too much. That looked very ignorable. He had been doing it. That's why Jacob saw a weak point. Abby? What is it? Kilo Ambe? Jacob said, give me. Oh yeah, swear. Today, swear. And their father and mother was not there, but heaven registered it. Because they have checked Esau on many grounds and throw things of the kingdom to him, but he ignore it. Throw things of the kingdom. Let's read a little of his actions for you to know that it's not his first time. You know, some of us just feel heaven is waiting for you to sin. You just carry your leg out, they just cut it. No, they don't do that. Abby? No, they don't do that. Lord said he's plenteous in mercy. But heaven was trying to play out something to show that not everybody can carry the covenant. After Jacob has gotten the blessing, it was recorded that Esau, when he knew that his parents do not like, they are a kind of people that his parents do not like, then he went to marry from there. Chapter 27, verse 41. Say, and Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of money of my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, our elder son, were told to Rebekah. That you see that he said it to himself does not mean this saying to one person, must have said it to one servant. And Rebekah said to Isaac, 28 verse 8. See verse 7. Say, and Jacob obeyed his father and mother and gone to what? You see heart. But see verse 8. And Esau seeing that the daughters of Canaan please not Isaac his father. What did he do? Then went Esau to Ishmael and took unto the wives which he had Mahalat, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajot, to be his wife. Are you seeing that? You see that it's not as if he liked that girl to marry her. What was he using the marriage to do? To spite his parents. To be able to have that nature, to have strength enough to take that action. Some of us, from childhood, you can say you are talk and do. Once you say it, you are known to do it. Christ must break that thing. You see how I said at a point, I said, see the way Abraham's household was as if it was the center of heaven. At least as if they were satellites recording everything that happened inside Abraham's house. See Isaac's household now. Because Rebecca already knew the same heart that Abraham had to send the servant to go to his people, to go and marry Rebecca. Rebecca caught that vision. You see, it's not Isaac that said it first. You see that? You see connection of hearts? Eh? I don't want, Jacob is already carrying blessing. He must not marry the women of this land. He must go back to where our father said we should marry from. And of course, Esau heard that discussion. And because he's already used to defiling his parents, if he was not doing that before, he will not be able to. It's not just this matter that made him to be able to do that. So, brethren, let's be careful in the days of little beginnings. When things seem ignorable, because profanity is a posture of the heart that cannot see or appreciate inheritance. You just thought that it's only school that brought you around here. You just thought it's only because of the sister you want to marry. Ah, she's in that church. She said, if I don't follow her, she will not agree you. And then you came. But what they are teaching is inheritance. You don't get it. That something will definitely bring us around the inheritance. They are checking how we will appreciate it. Will you appreciate it or will you disdain it? It's not of him that will it. See, brother, it's not of the dressing. Bagbe, I remember, I will not call the brother's name. He's in New and Living Way now. He used to drive our big daddy. Before, he used to have ponytail. In the days where ponytail was there, it was, if you think of it, they'll go and do deliverance for you. After a while, by himself, he removed ponytail. By himself, nobody said anything to him. I don't know if you're getting me. How much of the inheritance have you cited? Until you cite it and you say, this is what I am going for. You are just with us. You are not in us. Hallelujah. Amen. So profanity blinds our eyes from understanding, makes us forget these two things. When we don't understand, and even when they have done so much for us, it can't be in our memory. What it turns into is lust. Because lack of understanding and not being able to put in remembrance the works of God, some another love will grow and cover up what God is saying. It's called lust. Let's say amen. Then the result of these things will be disobedience. You see, you cannot see lack of understanding with eyes. It's not yet an action. Forgetting, you can't see it with eyes. It's not an action. Abi? Even lust, you can't see it with eyes. It's not an action. But you see, it begs disobedience. We end up being disobedient because we have passed through these four stages. We lack understanding. We soon forget. Then we lost. It's our laws that make us disobey. Amen. It's Hebrews that said, Saul was a profane fellow. His taste bud does not like what God has to give. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Saul, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. This looks foolish. It is not foolish. It is the result of rebellion. And David said, in rebellion did our mother give birth to us. Abi, it means that we all have tendency to sell our birthright. Many of us can sell our birthright on the table of job. Some of us will sell it on the table of marriage. Some of us will sell it on the table of child, of lack of children. Some of us will sell it on the table of money. May we be delivered from rebellion in Jesus' name. Let's see 1 Samuel chapter 15. Another example of a profane fellow. profane fellow. 1 Samuel chapter 15. From verse 17. This is Saul here. I wonder why their name is alike. Esau. Saul. I don't know why. So, and Samuel said, verse 17. When thou wast little in thy own eyes, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed the king. Let me tell you the discussion that went on before here. Saul got an instruction in the earlier verses. In verse 3. Said, now, go smite the Amalek. Utterly destroy all they have. Spare them not, but slay them. And they told him everything he should slay. Man, woman, infant, suckling, ox, sheep, camel, ass, everything, kill them. Is it because God likes blood? Was he wanting to drink blood of human being? No, because he does not want a seed to continue on the earth. Then this is the first assignment they gave this king. First assignment. Now, are you ready to read with me? All right, I'll read one verse while you read the next one so that we can be together. Verse 18. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go, utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalek, and fight against them until they are consumed. Yes, verse 19. Did he steal? Okay. And so said to Samuel, yea, that's yes. I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. So talon paro, who is lying? And I've gone the way which the Lord sent me. And I've brought Agag, the king Amalek. And I've utterly destroyed the Amalek. So Joran, is it correlating? Oh yeah, read verse 21. You see this man trying to... Number one, he's pushing blame. When you push blame, when you have tendency, when you are our parents, one thing that the Lord must help you do is teach your children to accept their blames. Tell them it's okay. When you are wrong, you are only growing. When you don't take responsibility for wrong, you are already marrying. You are not doing that divorce that Paul described in Romans 6, 7, 8. You are not divorcing yourself from that old nature because nobody likes to take blame. Teach them how to say what they did. If they come and report somebody to you, ask them, what did you do to? Let them be able to take responsibility for wrong. He's not the one, no, that took the sheep. If he did not say they should take it, would they take it? Who did they give the commandment to? Then he said they want to use it to sacrifice. You know, some of us, bribery and corruption is in our blood. You give your pastors gifts so that they can exempt you from... Yes, some of us do that. Because you know why you know whether you are like that? When you have given a very sumptuous gift and something comes up and they correct you, you feel bad. You are bribing. The closer you are to authority, the more they should be able to correct us. When you feel bad because of your words, that is it here. See, Okoton, this, may God have mercy on us, will never become like this person. This is the grandson of Esau in the trajectory of nature, because his own was worse than what Esau did. Say, and Samuel said, had the Lord great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, to hearken at the fat of rams. Let's read verse 23 together. I'm very concerned about that. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as its iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being. Can you imagine? First of all, you were wrong. You did not keep instruction. Then the Spirit of God did not say anything to you. Then the prophet came who gave you the instruction. He said, you have not obeyed. You say, I've obeyed, oh. I obeyed. Are you seeing that? That is hardiness of heart. Is rebellion. Saul here just raised altar to the God of sin. Because sin is a God. Imagine for how pain God was to imagine that the first king he will institute on the throne of Israel. Now. Carry one leg. Sin has enthroned himself in Saul. And Saul said to Samuel, is after they said they will take kingdom, he now agreed, I have sinned. So if they did not say they will take kingdom from him, will he agree? No, he won't agree. Some of us are like that. Until that, if you say you did something, we are going to announce it in church, that's when you now break down. It happened. You didn't say anything. The Holy Spirit did not convince you. Your brother or sister said it. It didn't make any sense until pastor came into it. He said, after they have corrected you one, two, until they go and tell pastor, it does not touch you. It's rebellion. It's only pastor you're afraid of. He said, why did you go and tell pastor? Abba. Shemi would have come to tell me. Said Saul, said unto Samuel, I have sinned. For I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord. See, as if he has repented. But let's continue reading. And I was, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Did Saul really take his offense for offense? Are you seeing him still pushing the blame on the people? Now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin. And turn again with me that I may worship the Lord. You know what he said there? He's still in his sin. Saul has not repented. Turn again with me so that people will not know that you are not with me. Are you seeing that? Saul likes to be seen. Many of us, that is where our trouble is. So that people will not know. That is why we have died in our sin to this point. Isaiah said it. Is my hand too short to deliver? That's the Lord saying. Is it that now in this, you have been in church for 5 years, 10 years. Is it that the Lord cannot do a definite work in you in this amount of years? Let's check nature. He said, and Samuel turned, let's see verse 27, about to go away, and he laid hold on his skirt, of his mantle. And he did what? You can imagine that Samuel still did not want to follow him. See, he dragged Samuel. Somebody said, how can the clothes of a prophet rent like that? Two things are there. Listen to me. Is it that the Lord wanted to use as a prophetic sign, or Samuel's clothes were old? Yes. How can they hold clothes and if it just turn? Is it that of two things? It must be a prophetic sign, or his clothes were old. Which means as the king, you were made king, you didn't think of touching the prophet's life. This was not like David. If you go and check David will not, it will not be like this. I hope you know that. David, the sin that David sinned is, if you look at it somehow, it's almost more than the sin of Saul, right? But when David said, I have sinned, did he say it's Bathsheba that is too fine? Oh? She was the one that was betting in the open. Oh? God sees my heart. Oh, God sees my heart in this matter. Some of us don't like to take blame. You explain. They say you were late to church. He said, it's my gas that finished. First of all, take the blame. Is it your fault that gas finished? Answer me. But inability to first take blame, we will remain blamable. Never will they be able to remove blame from us. Because we see ourselves as sufficient. We don't see that there's evil in us. Pastor Freddy was saying the other time, tell yourself I'm bad. So when they say you are proud, don't say it's not like that. Once the first response that it's not like that, know that it's terribly more than that. Some of us, the way you are in church, people can never correct you. It's not possible because of the way you arrange yourself. Your steels, they know that they must not cross the boundary. Your steels is sharp. Sharp seals. There's nobody in your circle that you have ever told. Pastor Favor, correct me, oh. Eh? Pastor Fola, if they say here, you think I'm doing that, it's not okay. If you not tell me, you are not like me, oh. That thing I did just now, is he okay? If we are not minded like that, we don't have what Pastor taught earlier. We don't have water. That is water. It's not even milk. Because this thing destroyed Saul. Destroyed his whole generation before God. God made sure that seed did not continue. How do you know that? God made sure that he killed every seed of Saul. Because this fiber is not good. If the Lord tarries, God will make sure that your children will never live everlasting life message because of the way some of us are. God will say, Lila, we never lose this seed. This seed is a good seed. This seed must not marry this one. Hello, that one rujo. No. This seed, no. Let them pair with that one. I told somebody, I said, the fact that you, before sometimes, the Holy Spirit said, do you know that before we take decision on you, we sit on it? You just think we act. No! Nothing happens to the seed of the kingdom without them taking counsel from wisdom. Then some of us, where you are, you belittle it. I don't even know. I'm just waiting for when I will get out of this place. That thing is rebellion spirit. Is discern the enemy. Discern the enemy.
Amiana su gelamba dasta malaga su sumiene gedova elele baya su sumiana avilios tumia egadumia vagadumi gedumi 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 gedu evagaduma gazete balios tumiana evelios tumia skidasta heliama gedasta malagos su sumikedasta helias su sumikedasta maliasta vasta adete kabateata Mashi ba 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 te ba ba te ate, bobo te be tu fasi ate ya. Shiba ya 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 te ya ya, ete ya 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 te ya ya te ya, ya 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 te ya ya, yo ya ye ya to suate le, kuate ya te suale ya te ya.
Namata. And now, no kappa heart alien. For I tell you that the enemy is your adversary. He's not your friend. He's not your friend. He's not your friend. He is against me. And he always wants to pitch you against me. Egago fa sesemimi yota. Elie baba. When you don't race into light, when you don't race to do obedience, when you don't race to do righteousness, you cooperate with your enemy. You cooperate with your enemy. Ababos teliande. And he has done a work in you to make it look light. To make it look it doesn't matter. Egagos sataliambash. As talien. Eniato. But in this season, we are bringing light. We are bringing light. We are bringing light. For you to discern the enemy even afar. For you to discern him. Bemino shia hatalian. Before He carries out his destruction upon you. We are bringing light to your heart. We are bringing light. We will increase the intensity of light. We will increase the intensity of light so that you stop cooperating with your adversary. He has no good for you. He has no good for you. Egabos teleya fiana. Egemenia. Atualeniana. Maseka. We want to take away the foothold of the enemy from your soul. We will bring more light. More intensity of light. We will expose you. We will expose your weakness. We will expose your flesh. We will expose it. And we will judge it. And we will judge it. And we will judge it. For we don't want the enemy to keep rejoicing over you. To keep rejoicing over you. And so we'll bring deliverance. We'll bring deliverance. We'll expose you. We'll expose you. We'll expose you. And we will judge every weakness that we expose.
Amen. So we see that what made the patriarchs of worth in God's hand is that they were able to cite the hope called Christ. And they believed it and rejoiced in it. If not, that Jesus said that Abraham saw my days and rejoiced. How do you know that the scene of his days is not what that Jesus will come on the earth? No, it's the days where Christ will be seen as a life. And that was what Abraham saw that made him to journey the way he journeyed. Hallelujah. And that blessedness or that hope is what he transferred to Isaac, to Jacob. And that's what brought about the law of Moses. Abi, that a people will be able to be separated from their carnality. And that is why Christ, there are things in Christ. As we are here, we must be minded to see the things in Christ. Let's see Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8. Says, unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given that I should preach unto the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. See what that unsearchable riches we do in verse 9. He said, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. This is the essence of you being a believer, to have this fellowship or to see this fellowship, because until you see it, you can't partake of it. It is that the thing that you have seen that you cannot partake of. Seeing is understanding. Hallelujah. So in Christ is where God purifies his gene. Christ is the laboratory where God will purify his own gene in us. Without Christ's doctrine, they can't purify us. All of us are bad, including me. We are bad. We are wicked. There's a way they put it in somewhere where some people went to fight. When they now came back with David, you know that story I said earlier? When they went to kill, is this same Amalekite that saw the no kilo that David now to go and fight? They were the one that came and pack all of David's family. They are wicked people. They know how to devise wickedness where it will pain somebody. they don't fight good fights. There's never one time where Amalekite say, we are coming to fight you. They look for weak points. They are the seed of Satan. Satanic seed. When they did that work, even the soldiers of David wanted to stone him. That's how much pain they wear. You must be a cursed man. They pack all our children, pack everything. They did not kill them. They packed them away. They are headsmen. They are bandits. Kidnappers. Pack them away. Go and marry their wife and turn their children against them. Yes. Very wicked seed. And that's why I know that these people, they will not end well. It's not the matter of, they won't end well because of the kind of fight they are fighting. It's not a good one. So you know what happened? When they came back from that war, you know, some of them were so tired that they couldn't follow them to fight that fight. They were not much. But since God said go, God gave David victory. When they were coming back, he said that some sons of Belial, I don't know why they put sons of Belial. Imagine, there's some sons of Belial. I said, they will not share with the people that did not go. They will not share in the spoil. And they said their sons said, and answered all the wicked men and men of Belial. of those that went with David. Imagine that they had this heart. May God expose our hearts to us. Sometimes we just feel that we are okay. Aburu gone. Aburu said they will not share. And it's not as if these people did not want to go. Maybe some of them had injury. They were already bleeding. He said, you did not shall go. You will not share in it. What if we die, dear? Will you say you want to share anything? And said, because they went not with us, we will not give them of the aught of the spoil that we have recovered. Save every man, his wife and children, that they may lead them away and depart. Come on, batting one law. No, you see, God, David is a soul. Say, and David said, yea, ye shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord has done what? Are you seeing David? Always in his sight. The Lord is always before him. Always. Said, the Lord is the one that also preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. You see that? You see heart? May the Lord give us this heart. May we always see the Lord in our actions and in our inactions. That is why Christ had to come through this seed. Because David was already behaving like a Christ. He was already behaving. The essence of Christ is to purify us until we can carry seed, the seed of God, to visibility. That in us, they will put that seed, they will implant their seed so that we can express that seed in the name of Jesus. Because if they don't put that seed in us, if they don't put that seed and that seed grows and takes roots, that's what I thought on Wednesday. That seed must be rooted and what? Grounded. It will not bear fruit upward. You will not be able to express the life of Christ. We will know it, we will not be able to express it. And that's why Daddy says, Christ is a formation. Christ is not just a knowledge, it's a form. Christ is a form. And we get that form by teaching. Let's say amen. That's the essence of priesthood. The teaching part of God. The part of God that wants to reconcile men to God. How would they do that? They would do that by advocacy and teaching. There's a point where the Lord will stand and advocate for us and pray for us, right? There's another point where his priesthood has to come to teaching. Where most of us like to stay is where he can advocate. Oluwa, badura funwa. Eh? God should do it. Oluwa she, Oluwa she, Oluwa she. But the real place where work is that they will begin to reconcile us by teaching. Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Are we being blessed? Verse 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. So every time, Christ is always laboring to reconcile. The world there is we. It's not just the system of the world. They are the we, the people in the world. Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead. Do what? Do what? Don't stay in an assembly where the minister is not standing in Christ's stead. You will never be reconciled. Some of us are here on visitation. Some of us are here. You are passing through. You are in school. Some of us are serving. Don't give your strength to a gospel that is not hinged on reconciliation. Because until Hebrews chapter 5, a priest is taken from among men in things pertaining to men. That thing has not stopped. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God. This must continue. And when we are praying for our pastors in the church, we pray that the Lord will help our pastors to be able to attend to take things concerning God and bring it to us. Because that is where the labor of church is. Pastor Favor already tell you. In Acts chapter 2, verse 47, they were added to the church such as should be saved. Salvation does not come by anointing. It is not how many hours of prayer we stay here to pray now that will determine how much we are saved. Do we get it? There are things in Christ that he has put in men that they will use to, they will give men for the purpose of what? Reconciliation. Hallelujah. Let's say amen. Let's see Romans chapter 4. Are we being blessed? When we go back home today, thoughts will follow you home. Verse 6 of chapter 4, it says, even as David also described the blessedness of man, whom God imputed righteousness without works. Wow, that man is blessed. Saying, blessed are they whose iniquity are what? Whose sins are what? Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not do what? How the Lord will not do this is by teaching. How they don't impute sin. It's not that they will just say, ah, because you are born again, they will remove all the sin. Even if they remove all the sin, you can be more a worse sinner in God than before you got born again. You know that? Because Jesus gave it as a parable. He said, if a man was delivered from a demon, Abby, and then the demon went away and came back and discovered that the house has been swept, clean, arranged, but there is no occupant, what will he do? He will go and look for demon 7 worse than himself. And when they come back, how many will they be? Eh? New beginning. There will be 8. 8 is the number of new beginning. Some of us, we are in church. You are almost worse than before. Yes, you can be Eternal Life Embassy. You are worse than a sinner outside. Because you have been made clean. But Christ is not yet occupying it. You are in Christ, but Christ is not in you. You can be in Christ. It's a different ballgame. You are in Christ. But after you have been in Christ, Christ must be in you. He must be in you by his laws. He must be in you by his precepts. He must be in you. In fact, that's why his righteousness. If his righteousness is not in you, he's not in you. Let's say amen. It is in teaching they weave their nature to us. And that's why they start to unveil their righteousness to us. Eh? I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. How? In that gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. So when they are revealing that righteousness, they are revealing it for us to have the nature of that righteousness. This is how that righteousness is so. This is how that righteousness is so. It's not just for head knowledge. It's for righteousness to reign. Until we master that righteousness. Those who have mastered righteousness are called kings of the earth. We must master forgiveness. Pastor Fevo was saying earlier, when I heard of your faith in Lord Jesus, I don't want us to keep using that faith. When I heard of your trust in the Lord Jesus, that's just it. Because you can have faith and you have not trusted. When you say have faith, you are born again. You know you are a Christian, but you don't trust God, Joe. You don't trust him. Because you are not sure that he will always comfort. Are you sure that if I let this brother go, I will see another brother? Are you sure? This sister is okay. I'm okay with this one, oh. Are you sure that if I let this, we have been in relationship for 5 years, oh. If I let this one go, will I see another one? Trust. You must come to a point where you trust God. And that's why in the beginning of faith, sometimes when they want to teach us trust, they will remove the aids they used to give us before. Now when you just begin, before you pray, answer has come. Before you do, answer has come. Then you will not pray. They will keep quiet. They want to see if you trust. They want to see where your trust has measured up to. Some people will get married, 2 years, no baby. 3 years, no baby. In fact, they are not the one whose trust is breaking, no. It's their brethren. See? Pastor, he that he married 3 years go summer. And they are faithful. They are following God. Are you sure I will not end up like these people? You see, the matter is not your own. No. But you're already losing trust. That's why some of us don't want to marry any brother that is too close to pastor. Whoa! That church. The Awala is too much before you become like Pastor Alfred and Pastor Lydia. Anna. Say, me, I want my husband to. All that church, their husband and wife, they are never with them. Masha agbe won kuro lodo ara won sha. I want to pastorate. You don't trust. Where is your trust lying? Where? You know, it is in distance, it's in normal daily life that you determine who you trust. For food, for raiment, for supply, for sustenance. Who do you trust? Some of us trust ourselves. If I do this business for 6 months, I know what I can get. There was a brother at that time in Akure. When they wanted to get married, now he asked, I know, with the range of 250, 300, averagely. 250, 300. That's if nothing even comes in. As they decided to stay in the church like this, 250, 300, they never even become 20,000, 25,000. To see 20,000 became everything he used to do before stopped working. As if he did blood money before. You know, when you do blood money, you now become born again. You know, that kind of thing. Everything just stopped working. Everything stopped, literally stopped working. In fact, at that time, he told his wife, she should not work. She should not bother to work. He would do the work. It's the wife's work that has started carrying them. When everyone wants to humble you. If this brother did not have hope that is more than money, he would have run away. But he's still standing today. You are not saying amen. You think it's more power? For a man to be standing in that kind of condition and not say, let's go and check something outside. Well, let me go and work in Lagos. Let my wife and family be here. She be the Asha here. I will come back. You've not seen that? I have seen couple here in Ondo, this Ondo, that's when the husband have tried to travel, and not work. They say, okay, my wife, do court marriage with this particular person. You go. When you go, we'll come and meet you. People are doing it. Believers in church. They are not unbelievers. I'm not telling you a damn say. It's what I know. Why? Money. Say money. Sustenance. Say sustenance. That is just it. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So one thing that the learning of Christ must first give us is mastery of righteousness. Because until you have mastered righteousness, you cannot come to judgment. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness. What again? Peace. And what? That is the kingdom of God. Jesus said, let thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Thy kingdom come. It starts from the learning of righteousness. So the Holy Spirit begins to teach righteousness. The Holy Spirit begins to teach what? Righteousness. Because God's house is a kingdom. His house is a kingdom. Psalm 103. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens and his kingdom ruleth over all. His throne is not a throne if his kingdom is not ruling. Rule is what determines the throne. Amen. Let's say amen. Amen. The rule is what determines the throne that is ruling. What do I mean? The kingdom being expressed. If our life is still expressing sin, expressing fear of tomorrow, expressing iniquity, God is not reigning. Until our life begins to express the reign of righteousness, the reign of God's peace, that does not come by will worship, that comes by understanding. Amen. Let's see Psalm 45. Psalm 45, verse 4. In thy majesty, do what? Ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And what would I write and do? These things are the terrible things. Truth, meekness, righteousness. They are terrible things. Now, when we learn truth, Pastor Alfred taught us that when we start learning Christ, Daddy who said, the effect of Christ's learning must be producing what? Meekness. So to determine how much righteousness you have is how much you are beginning to see the details of meekness. Is commandment coming to you on meekness matter now? Between when they start teaching us meekness and now, how much of truth as or obedience have been required of you? How much? That's how to determine if we are being, if we are becoming like them. Eh? The knowledge of righteousness. The knowledge of their righteousness. How do you know when I say righteousness now? There's somebody's righteousness we're talking about. The knowledge of righteousness shapes or frames the mind of the throne in us. Without that knowledge, they can't shape their mind. They can't say, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Can you concord the mind? No, you can only have that mind by learning their righteousness. It is when you learn their righteousness that you will see, that you'll be able to now, you will see the difference between you and them. You see, this is how their righteousness is. I'm not like this. I should now be like this. Hallelujah. Psalm 97, verse 1. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the highest be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. What? Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. If his throne is ruling and reigning, what are the content that will be coming to us? We'll be fellowshipping with his righteousness and judgment. We have to learn righteousness. We have to be exercised in the learning of righteousness. In the learning of righteousness, we lose something you call reputation. Reputation, you lose reputation that the former kingdom or the former throne gave us. You know, that should be in Romans chapter 6. He said we served a former throne. We served sin. Sin reigned because it was a throne. We served sin. We have the reputation of sin. We have the reputation of death. On Wednesday, Daddy said, reputation is a height. Reputation is a height that the learning of Christ must bring us down from. There was one fight that the children of Israel fought, and they won against many kings. So they had many spoils, and God said they should burn everything with fire. Why? He does not want them to rely on the strength of that army. Some trust in chariots, and others in what? In horses. But what will we do? We will trust in the name. That name is given to us by teaching. That's why we must try not to be an absentee in special teaching series. In this house now, that's the only statutory meeting that Daddy takes. Have you noticed that? We don't have rights to Daddy alone. Next month again, I'll be next week. Very soon. Daddy will still be, is next week. He's going to City Gate again. We don't have hold over him. Our brethren also need him. Eh? The only time where he will sit down and teach his special teaching series. If you have not yet broken the horn of understanding of special teaching series, make sure you are in Life Teaching Center. This thing is not the matter of abracadabra. They don't do these things by age. If you are not physical, stream. Ask for streaming link. Ask for recording. Sit. He said, learn of me. I am meek and lowly. Why did he not say, I will anoint you with meekness and lowliness? I will baptize you with meekness. No, he said, learn. It is when you want to learn, now you will register yourself in the school. Abi, you will go to class. You know why First degree is the first point where they can say that you have learned. That's the point where nobody wakes you up. May we never come to a time where parents will be allowed to be no stay in school. How will you feel if your mommy... Students are even shaking their head. No, you don't want. Some of you, a student was late to school some time ago. And I called him. This boy is always late. He said, sorry, it's my fault. I forgot to wake him today. I said, hey, in SS3, that's a failed parenthood. Mama is shaking her head. That's why daddy said, don't push them in school. 14 years in SS3. What is he looking for, dear? There is no way they will not be waking him now. But there will not be a trouble. If your own 16, 17 in SS3, you are still waking him or her. You know that's not a problem. You know that your child can be 18 in SS3. Say, don't push, don't push. But you didn't give the reason why they say don't push. Is that a child at 13, 14 can say, this is where I want to go to. And with guidance, he's led there. May the Lord help our parenting. Because this life we are teaching, the result is not now. The result is in from 15, 20 years' time. What we have used to raise the next generation in righteousness, our righteousness must be able to get our children that at 15, at 16, a child should be able to wake up in the night and say, I want to read 1 hour. Daddy, please wake me. No, daddy can be your alarm clock when you're in secondary school. And when they wake you, you do what? You wake. In those times, I wonder how my father used to do it. It looks as if it was normal. We are plenty in the house. Some of us say, daddy wake me by 12. Someone say, no, 1. And the very funny, the man will come and wake at that time. Somebody will say 2. Somebody will say, no, 4. I want to sleep the whole night. Wake me very early. Have you noticed our fathers are like that? Now, our dependence is on alarm clock. Some of us, the alarm will ring. No. It's not that they will even off it. The alarm will wake the person in the next room. They will not wake. When the night will come and wake them, sister favor, your alarm is ringing. Femilejo, you are not serious. We should put water on your back and give you a good slap. Some of you in university, you don't have reading time in the night. That's why I'm looking for you people. You know, I said looking for those in undergraduate. You know, some of you are so young. Sorry, it's okay that you are young. But don't allow your youthfulness to be evil spoken of. Don't allow it to be evil spoken of. Is it an aberration that you are in school by 18? They'll wake you, you will not wake. You haven't carried over because you slept too much. They should carry cane and hold your clothes like this, not the way they used to hold it that time, and give you some good lash on the buttocks. You cannot say you are learning righteousness and at that point you are failing. You are not learning. You are not learning. I imagine the household of Abraham. You know, when I counted the household, at least there will be 1,000. And now, if they say 318 men, wait, let me give you my own explanation. It's not all the men in the house that are 318. One. They are more than 318. The ones that can go to battle are 318, which means they go don't marry wife. So times that by 2. Then at least they will have 2 children. No, they so born that time. So if they born only 2, calculate. More than 1,000. How were they living? They did not have their own huts. They lived like a family. So it's only one person's duty to be keeping the store of food. One person's head of farm. One person's head of clothes. One person's head of shoes. They all obey this system. We are in church. Church is not yet working. Ordinary 10 units. We are saying, you knock unit leader. You will not obey your... Just ordinary... Tito 500. We are not yet 500 in this auditorium. Are we up to... So you see how much righteousness has to walk our frame. So when that is teaching that they have to reframe us, when they say they will reframe us, it's not just by tongues. They will reframe us by instruction. Somebody will call you, go and join that unit, you will go and join. You will go and join, not because you feel like joining. You say, because they say I should join, you join. And you get there, you serve. They say, our own time of service is today. You go there and serve like it is your own. That is what righteousness does. The learning of righteousness must become our daily bread. I said reputation. Righteousness must kill reputation. All those reputations that push God away. Eh? There's a way the scripture put it. God resists the proud. When I was being taught that thing, the pastor that taught us, he said you should come and be pushing against the door. If you are inside the door and somebody is outside and somebody wants to open the door from outside and you are pushing from inside. So imagine God is inside somewhere. God is the one on the other side of the door. And you want to enter the door. And God is pushing the door. Say you will enter. That is what he does against proud people. So the prayer every time is not to say, me, I'm not proud though. Ah, even if you think you are humble, you will keep praying it. God resists the proud. Lord, I must not be proud. If anybody says that, you are behaving like somebody that is proud. Don't even ask the person question. Run to God and say, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Eh? Daddy has been saying it. If you were born in Ondo, or you are of Ondo blood, or you are staying in Ondo for 5-10 years, you have the tendency to be under the spirit of what? Pride. It's to keep laboring every time to say, ah, Baba mi mo shanu mi. I must never be caught in this web. Reputation is an height that the gospel of Christ must drop us from. So we must not ride on horses. We must not trust in chariots. Your first class may be a chariot. Your 2-1. Strong 2-1. 4.47. Say, that may be your own height. And the Lord will deliver us. Christ must rid us from our expectations. Our expectations are also thrones that we must come down from. I like that song, casting crowns, lifting hands. It's not just by words. How many crowns in this year have you cast? 24 elders casting down their crown. We also have crown that we must cast. Some of us is the way we are raised. In your father's house, they don't eat food of yesterday. Any food that remained till the next day, they used to throw it away. It's a crown. Cast it away. Cast it. In your father's house, there's cook. There's gardener. Eh? There's dry cleaner. Cast your crown. Our expectation, our desires, our hopes must be purified by Christ. Christ trains us to depend on God every single moment. And accepting life like this is humility. That is words. Accepting to live life, to continually trust God, continually depend on God. You are not saving for the rainy day. You are anyone 50,000. You want to save 50,000 naira per month. Are you not a thief in Nigeria? Because you will eat from somebody else's pot. Can 100,000 feed you and your family? Even if it's only you and wife, you are anyone 50,000 naira. And you want to buy a car on 150,000 naira. Yes, now some people are doing it. Eh? Yes. That's why you rationalize paying your tithes. You rationalize giving in church. You will look at it very well. You will count your costs. Less you drink Gary. If I pay this tithe, oh, rise it in law. Your tithe is your seed. Don't eat it. You rationalize, I'll pay it next year. Hey, I'll pay it next month. Don't carry over tithes. That's not part of the game. Tithes is not part of what we feed your family. Mm-mm. Settle it. You pay tithe. You don't pay tithe. That money will not be enough. So first of all, take that one away. Take it away. Tell somebody, say, take it away. Give God the tithe. Say it. Give God the tithe. Eh? Give it to God, though. Daddy has said it. In a church where you are even collecting AC, you not pay your tithe. You are thiefing. If there's any word like that. Eh? You will come and sit down and enjoy cool meeting. No. Oh, yeah, increase the AC now. People are better. Eh, let them enjoy the cooler body. But pay your tithes. You use your tithe to buy fuel. To buy diesel. Eh? All of us did not enjoy that our screen did not work today, Nabi. Something have happened to the screen. We have to do something to it. I will not speak in tongues to buy another one. It. I don't know why you are laughing. We will use your money. So say, I will give. I will spend. I will gladly be spent. I say amen. That is a prayer, is a form of service. I like that one. Eh? Is it Pastor Favor that said today or Pastor Shegun? That the person that we have not prayed for, we are not doing friendship well to the person. Abi, I took that one very well. Eh? Say, write out the names of people you should start praying for. Don't put the number one is your father, number two your mother, then your sister, then your brother. Out of 10, 8 are your family members. You are not doing well. They say brethren in church, brethren in church. Especially that one that you don't like the guts. He can lie with your sister. That sister is too proud. That's the one that should be number one. And don't go and tell another brother, I'm praying for this sister. Hallelujah. In prayer, our first posture is humility. Our first posture is to see ourselves as not better than another. Amen. That scripture in 2 Chronicles says, if my people shall humble themselves. That's the first thing. Humble themselves. So in prayer, what do we do first of all? We humble ourselves and then we pray. Let's say amen. Let's see Genesis 24, verse 12. Say, and the Lord said, and he said, O Lord of my master. I like this prayer. Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day. Show kindness unto thy master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. You know, he began to lay his petition before God. I like the way he prayed. He prayed as if he was talking to somebody he's seeing. This is petition. Lay it, line. This is a man that has learned doctrine. Some of us, inside prayer, you can't complain. You are praying, yet you are complaining. The prayer is not prayer, it's complain. In fact, the angel that came to collect the prayer self is already angry. Don't complain your prayer. Know that the Lord hears you when you pray. And you know why we complain? It's blindness. Then lust of our hearts in prayer makes us complain. This man did not go around the palace of the king of the land. Let me just see the princess. His princess that befits my master's son. Because she must be a person of noble heritage, of royal heritage. Did they tell him where to go to? They say any girl from the land, Abby. But see where he went to. To show you that he has learned the doctrine of Christ. He looked for one who has learned hospitality. Hospitality is a product of the learning of Christ. is cross of Christ that can produce this thing that Rebecca had. And that is why heaven never faltered a decision in heading the transfer of the inheritance from Esau to Jacob. If you look at it very well, it looks as if Isaac was blinded by the firstborn love. If they left Isaac alone, Isaac did not see that Esau is profane. He did not see it. Who should love the child most? Is it not the mother? You know, if they were male and female, you say, Jacob is the love of the mother. Is male and female something? No, they were same sex. But Rebecca had the eyes. Had the eyes from the same father that raised her and Laban. Laban that became the senior supplanter. Abby, you know, I question myself that how did Rebecca grow in that house? How did she grow? Sometimes some of you don't even know how you landed in Ondo. The wind that blew that day, that blew in all of your house. If they say, yeah, you are from Badagry, and wind blew you to Ondo town, you think it's ordinary? There's something in you that God wants to have. Abby, is it not the same Laban that had idols that his daughter stole from him? Some of us don't need to read Bible. How many of us parents are enjoying the way you are reading Bible for your children and they are doing Bible tests? Your children will soon know Bible more than you in this house if you not read your Bible. That is children teacher. Yes, they are reading their Bible. They will soon tell you. It's the same Laban. Eh? He had idols. Idols that he so much cherish and pursue Jacob. His sister, Rebecca, cited inheritance. What have you seen? What? What have you seen? What is making you? You know, they ask, this Rebecca is a terrible being. Apart from the fact that she fetched water, that was physical strength. Then they ask her, will you follow this man? This man say, my master, I cannot stay. He say, stay 10 days. Maybe that's their culture, so that she can be. They ask her, will you go? She say, I will go. It means that lifestyle, she was tired of it. Some of us, unrighteousness is okay with you. As far as you are just here having small of God. She left. There was never a record that she came back to greet them one day. Maybe she went, they did not record it. It's possible. But to tell you that her heart is on the inheritance. She was able to see it in her children. And she did something to aid it. The Lord will strengthen our mothers in the house. It's a season where God is raising the feminine. Abby? That our eyes will sight inheritance. And we labor to ensure that our household does not lose out of inheritance. In the name of Jesus. Let's say amen well. Amen. Let's read verse 27 of this scripture we're reading. Say, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I been in the way. I want to ask us, that he asked us this question. Do you know that somewhere there, Reverend Busu is our master in this house. Are we in his way? I been in the way, not in his own will, in the way of his master. The Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. Let's say amen. May we see this way and embrace the way and we remain in the way in Jesus' name. All of Abraham's household, from the first to the third generation, were people of people of the hope of the inheritance. And that is one thing I want to stress here today, is that we must have enough strength of sighting the inheritance and learning enough of righteousness that we enthrone that desire. Because, brethren, that you have the desire does not mean you have enthroned it yet. You may have started learning righteousness, but righteousness is not yet reigning. My emphasis is that righteousness must reign until you come to judgment, until you can use righteousness to judge. Then you now say that you have come to righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. Lastly, this scripture I've been saying, let's read it. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But with this fear he had of God, he made himself of no reputation. May we break into this kind of fear. Fear that we must please God. In this matter, I must please God. That we be humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God because we fear him. Because we have reverence towards his name. Can we begin to pray for ourselves this afternoon? This mind will be in me. This mind will be in me. This mind will be in me, which also was in Christ Jesus. Deliver me from reputation. I need help, Jesus. I still have reputation. I still have reputation. I still have reputation. Help me, Father. Bring me down from my high horse. Bring me down from my high horse. Everything in me that is a height, I receive mercy to come down. I receive mercy to come down. I am helped to come down. I am helped to come down. I am added to this church for salvation. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. I access all the salvation made ready in this house. Made ready. Made ready. Made ready.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.